Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Many artists have found an intersection between art and war, some without actually experiencing military conflict. Our guest this segment knows war and has had a significant influence on his work. He is a video artist, Zlatko Cuzic, and I hope I didn't miss that too much, Zlatko. He is a native of the former Yugoslavia and a refugee who survived the conflict there a generation ago. One example of his work is currently being projected every evening in the Contemporary Art Museum's Street View facade. It's titled Murmuration and is running now through December 31st. We welcome Zlatko Cuzic to our studio.
Thank you for having me.
It's a difficult last name for me to say. I'm sorry about that.
Sounds good.
You know, I think to understand the part of the story we're going to be talking about concerning your art, we have to understand your background a little bit better, because that really informs what you're doing today. Give us the story of your days in the former Yugoslavia.
Well, quick highlights are, I was 19, 20 years old when the war started, and soon I get kicked out from university. My father loses his job because of nationality and our religion, and eventually throughout the war, the suffering was related to discrimination. Eventually, I got arrested and tortured, and then a year later, they arrested me and my father, and we were placed in the forced labor to work for 8 months, and after those 8 months, they released us, and in December of 1994, they were arresting people again to take them to the front line to dig trenches. And I couldn't take it anymore, and I escaped my house. And several days later, hiding in my hometown, I decided to falsify identity. And I took a name and uniform of a soldier and who willingly gave me that. I took falsified the ID, and that's how I escaped the war zone from Bosnia to Belgrade and lived there for 3 years. And in 1997, I moved to St. Louis.
As many of the people from your homeland did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you choose St. Louis? Because you knew that there were many people here already?
Well, I applied to move to Australia and Canada, and they both rejected me. And then I applied to United States. They rejected me too. But then I complained. That was the first time I complained about this decision. And the embassy called me back and interviewed me again, and they said, wait for a phone call. Next day, I got a phone call, and they said, you're accepted. And they said, pick two cities. And I picked Chicago and D.C. 7 days before my flight, they said, you're moving to St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
That's how I ended up here, stayed here.
And you've been here ever since.
20 years, yeah.
Were you active as an artist during this time period back home?
Well, when I, not throughout the war, besides playing my guitar and enjoying nature as much as possible, which eventually ends up in my art practice, but when I moved to Belgrade, I got involved into a film club where I started creating short films and having all that experience from the war and identity shifting and the change of environment just triggered, just like this huge desire to express myself, share stories. So I started making films. And when I moved to St. Louis, of course, the cultural shock and immigration and adjustment here pushed me more into non-fictional work that I create.
Give us some sense of what that work is like. I've seen videos of the Murmuration, which is at the Contemporary Art Museum right now.
A Murmuration is actually really close to my first work I created in Belgrade. It's using real footage from nature and modifying it into abstract motion painting. Mm-hmm. And nature was really important element while I was in forced labor, because I was cutting trees every day and looking up in the sky and trees and colors and just being in the forest was one way of coping with this disaster and giving me hope. So murmuration is kind of a reflection of this real and abstract. And most of my work starts from real. It gets manipulated into abstract motion painting like murmuration. But some work ended up more as nonfiction work where I perform, where I collect stories from other immigrants, and they relate to identity, injustice, cultural adjustments, and performance in new culture. So I'm kind of between real and abstract, and even mm-hmm. the real work is experimental in nature.
That's how it appears to me, yeah. In having watched a memoration. By the way, we'll put a link to the video of that so folks can see it. But they should go down to the Contemporary Art Museum and see it in person.
Yeah, it looks really impressive at night. So
yeah, it really does. Give me a little more detail about your other work and how your background has influenced it.
Well, the fact that I had to change my name, become somebody else, perform that person's identity, learn the accent, know about his family in order to successfully escape to the war zone, that triggered many things. It brought a lot of irony of who are we? What's my name? If my name is still on the ID, it refers to another nationality that was not liked by that current government. So by doing this performative act, I found myself making more of that kind of work, especially moving to United States. I realized that, first 2 or 3 years were really hard. I felt like I'm in a survival mode again. I have to learn the language. I never spoke English before I moved here. So,
well, you're doing very well right now.
And thanks. And so living in this culture, really understanding this culture, I felt like I have to pronounce everything perfect. I have to fight harder than somebody who is born here in order to be accepted, to get in school, to get jobs. I do have accent, and sometimes that's not helpful because there are assumptions by, employers or whoever in society. So to me, it was always a struggle, and it started appearing as a performance to fit. I could not get rid of my own culture, so it was always this balance between two cultures, and that's where this work was developed.
I'd just like to talk for a moment about fitting in, because as I know you must be well aware, the country right now is concerned about people who come from your part of the world and others. Do you find that has had an influence on your life recently because of this attitude?
Yes. I always say that I have these three identities. One, my favorite is being artist. Second is South Slavic or Yugoslavian. And the third one that was natural was to be American. But after the election, November 8th, when I woke up, I felt I lost that American identity. And it's because what happened to this country and the old discrimination and injustice that's happening after. It was going on for a while. It's not just the president, it's the whole system. So I found myself that morning after the election that it reminded me of my struggle and what happened to my country when all of a sudden barricades appeared on the road. And the name is important, and who do you believe in? The religion, the group, the party, the nationality. So it gave me goosebumps. Mm-hmm. And since then, my work did shift a lot to the current social and political issues in this country. So
give me some examples. In what way?
Well, I'm an active participant in the protest and documenting what's going on currently in St. Louis and going towards the art projects that would expose truth and show this energy of our society fighting for their basic human rights. Being black person and discriminated constantly in this country, I feel that's how I was in my country. As soon as somebody finds out who I am, who are my parents, what's their religion, I was discriminated, tortured, lost rights to go to school or have a job. So I feel that I have to speak up, and my art does that in many forms.
But mostly it's video art. Is that correct?
It's mostly time-based media, sound, video, some animation, occasionally photography.
Yeah. What is the process for making something like Murmuration? I mean, it is very striking, but how do you go about doing something
like
that?
Well, the process of that piece, it's one of those challenges I give myself. I seen the shot of the water the water fountain was hitting the surface of the water and reflecting, making ripples, mm-hmm. and the sun. So that was the shot I captured. So the beginning of a Murmuration is exact original shot, mm-hmm. that's more grayscale. So what you're seeing in the piece is only 20 seconds, same shot that's being repeated, manipulated over 17 layers we're looking through, colored, direction, controlled, and with adding sound, it gives life to these newly created characters. Also, I mean, it's a lot of editing, manipulating. So it's like camera is my capturing device, editing and effects are brushes, and the sound gives this tension. So that's my motion painting. It relates to the pattern of birds in the sky, flock of birds, but also migration of birds, but migrations of people. I sometimes see it as a satellite view camera that has a body heat sensor, and it sees movement of refugees throughout Europe.
I think that most artists probably are interested, number one, in their work and their creativity, and then maybe worry about making a living. How do you sell something like this?
Well, I get fellowships. I get my artist fee for galleries, museums. I win competitions. I win film festivals, so there's money in there. Also, I still produce content that's maybe more in a commercial world that's paid. And I teach at Washington University and Webster University and advise.
When do you have time to do the actual artwork?
I'm part-time. I'm actually, lately, I'm more full-time artist and everything else is on the side, mm-hmm. part-time. Teaching is more like a hobby now because of the amount of hours I put in.
Where can people see your work?
My website is zlatkociosic.com, ZLATKOCOSIC.com. It's all there.
We'll put a link to that on our website at stlpublicradio.org. And when they go there, what exactly are they going to see? Some of the things you've described already, I'm sure.
I have short films. I have video and sound installations. I have photography and also the live audiovisual performances that I do. So it's all there. All kinds of links to different projects are there in the drop menu on my website.
You mentioned that you're active in the protests that are taking place in St. Louis right now. Is that finding its way into your creative realm?
Yeah, I'm doing these series of projects called Stories, and I have Story 1 and 2, and they're all made in 9 scenes, each story. And the new one I'm working on is related to protest. Might be Story 3 and 4. One side might be police, another side society.
Yeah. And the other protesters, how have they, and if so, how are they reacting to you and to your story, which is like theirs in so many ways?
Well, I really don't know
how
they relate. Don't know what to say about that.
Have you not talked to any of the people who have been involved?
I did, but I'm trying to maybe not put myself into it and not change their energy and stories. So I'm just capturing so far what's happening. Hmm. It's early in the process.
Have you been surprised at this sort of activity in this country? Of course, what happened after Ferguson, that's been 3 years, but there have been other protests in the time that you've been here. For similar kinds of reasons. That surprise you?
No, there's no surprise. I mean, there's an issue with racial issues and injustice, and it was never taken care of, and it will just keep coming back. Unless government and officials sit down and start working on this problem.
When you were back, I say home, this mm-hmm. is your home now, obviously, mm-hmm. back in the former Yugoslavia, what did you know about this part of the United States, this part of our society?
Well, educational system in Yugoslavia was well developed, so I studied in geography and history a lot. To the point that I knew every capital city of each state in the U.S. and was the industry and all that. So I knew a lot about America. Not much about St. Louis, but I'm here now.
We're going to have to let it go at that. I should say that your commemoration is playing through December 31st at the Contemporary Art Museum. And also, you're having a discussion this Saturday at 1:00 at the Contemporary Art Museum.
Yes,
Zlatko Čočić. I hope I got that right again. Thank you so much for being with us. Continued success, and it's great to have an opportunity to meet you.
Thank you.
Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Char Daston, and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.